By 1965, the Jackson Five had begun to make a name for themselves in local bars and dives, but were still waiting for their big break.
After a while, they got, what do you call them, gigs at other places. And they went from there, they went to Chicago to the Regal Theater.
We used to play the Regal Theater in Chicago all the time. And they used to have a talent show, an amateur night. And they came in the dressing room, and Michael, he was so little, his little legs wouldn't even barely touch the floor, you know, hanging off the sofa. And they were so mannerable, and they were so quiet, and they were so respectful, and they were all of those things. You know, I just fell in love with them from that moment. You know? Then they had a rehearsal for the show that night. And I, you could see the stage from where my dressing room was located. There was a balcony kind of like that overlooked the stage. And I came out of my dressing room once they started performing, and I never do that. And I looked over the banisters. I said, oh, my goodness. You know? And me and the guys went back in the dressing room, and the guys said, well, why don't you call the company and see if we can get somebody down here? So I just started calling around, and I said, somebody, if you can find Mr. Gordy, please, please, please get him down here. You know, I know he's a busy man. If you can come, somebody come and see these guys. Well, you know, that didn't happen.
The big break finally came when another Motown artist, Bobby Taylor, invited them to do an impromptu audition in his apartment.
Strewn across the floor were these kids. And he sort of clapped his hands and said, this is Suzanne DePass, she works for Berry Gordy, and sing for her. And they did. And I was just stunned. I contacted Mr. Gordy, and I said, I've just seen a great act, and we have to sign them. And he said, I'm not signing any kids. So I kind of went back again. I think it took about two or three times, and he finally said, okay, you know, just to get rid of me.
Berry Gordy absolutely was blown away by the Jackson Five, like we all were. The focal point of them was Michael, because he was so young and so tiny and so talented.
Come on now, first give me some of that soul play. Come on.
Yeah. He was a natural born leader, though. As long as I can remember, he's always had a mind of his own.
He would be front and center, the star, and then 2 minutes later, he would be almost in tears because one of the older boys said something or did something. As much as the family unit was very close and very tight in the beginning, particularly, it became obvious that there was going to be friction.
By 1969, Motown's Berry Gordy had sent the Jackson Five to Los Angeles, where they began to get noticed.
In the early going, the press responded sort of across the board to the boys, and everybody was asked a question, and everybody was part of the interview. And as the lead singer, quote-unquote, phenomenon became more apparent, it was sort of Michael got the most attention, Jermaine got the second most attention, and then Marlon, Jackie, and Tito were there. And that was really an outside force on the group, which began to change everything.
I always told them, it's only a job you're doing. I don't care how much the little girls flock after you. You're no more than anybody else. You just work. This is a job like people go to work and do 8 hours on something else. This is your job.